From Spark and Anvil and Ratio Realm, this is Pear, the Ratio Speaker, in Chapter 1 of the Ratio Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
From her very first breath, Pear knew the world came in twos. She was born with a twin sister, Echo, on a crisp spring morning outside the village of Couplet. Their tiny farmhouse, usually quiet, now hummed with double the joy, double the fuss. They shared everything, a cradle, then a cot, then a small bed where their heads nearly touched. They learned to walk together, their small hands clasped. They learned to speak in a shared language of whispers and giggles. Even by the standards of twins, who were famously inseparable, Pear and Echo were unusually close. When they were seven, a bitter winter fever swept through Couplet. Many children fell ill, most eventually recovered. But Echo, bright and quick, did not. The village healer, a kind woman with knowing eyes, did what she could. One morning, Echo was a small laughing child, chasing snowflakes. By afternoon, her eyes were dim with sickness. By evening, she slept, and by the second dawn, she was gone. Couplet, as Pear was then known, grieved with her family through a long, silent winter. She grieved for a year, a hollow ache in her chest. For the rest of her life, a smaller, quieter sadness remained, a shadow at the edges of her joy. Her parents, lost in their own profound sorrow, were patient with her. They understood the depth of a loss that felt like half of oneself. But Echo did not simply vanish from Pear's world. In her absence, Echo taught Pear about pears.
In the quiet years that followed, a strange new awareness began to settle over young Couplet. She had always known a partner. Every memory from her earliest days, before the fever, held two figures, two small girls, side by side. There had been two cradles, two identical dresses, two sets of small footprints marking the muddy path to the market. When her family sang, two voices had always mingled, one clear, one slightly higher. Her mother's hand had always held two small hands, not one. There had always been two. After Echo died, there was one. Pear held only one hand now. She sang in a single voice. She walked alone, a solitary figure where once there had been two. Gradually, almost imperceptibly at first, Pear began to notice the world around her in twos. It was a quiet observation, a habit of mind that grew from her loss. Shoes, for instance, always came in twos. Her own eyes, when she looked in the polished surface of a bucket, were two. Her hands, her lungs, even the two church bells that called the villagers to worship, one north, one south, all existed in a fundamental duality. Wheels on a cart came in twos. Horses, when harnessed for work, were always paired. Even the villagers' winter mittens came in twos, one for each hand. The world, Pear realized when she was nine, seemed to be organized into pairs. It felt to her young mind as though this was somehow because of Echo. The world was teaching her about pears, because she had lost one. The true revelation came years later, during a long, sun-drenched summer when she was 13. She found an old, dusty arithmetic book in the village market, its pages filled with strange symbols and equations. As she slowly deciphered the text, a new kind of understanding clicked into place. The numbers on the page began to mirror the world she had observed for so long. The book spoke of ratios, a word that felt both new and profoundly familiar. She saw how the village blacksmith, crafting horseshoes, always made them in sets of four. Each horse had two front feet and two back feet, she knew. This meant a two and two arrangement of front to back, or a 4-to-1 ratio of shoes to horse. The potter, shaping clay, made cups and saucers in equal measure, a perfect 1-to-1 ratio. Every cup needed its saucer. The weaver, at her loom, ensured that every warp thread had a corresponding weft thread, another 1-to-1 ratio of crossings. The world, she understood, was not just full of pairs. It was full of fixed pairings, and these fixed pairings were, in essence, ratios.
Pear, at 13, grasped this concept with a clarity most children her age would never possess.
She had spent 6 years thinking about pears, because Echo had taught her to. She extended the principle further, beyond simple one-to-one pairings. She noticed non-one-to-one ratios. Two wheels for every cart meant a 2-to-1 ratio of wheels to carts. Four sturdy legs held up every chair, a 4-to-1 ratio of legs to chairs. Even the 8 notes that made up an octave, a concept she did not yet fully understand, represented an 8-to-1 ratio in some deeper musical sense. The world, she realized, was full of fixed proportions. Every fixed proportion, she understood, was a recurring ratio. When Pear was 19, she walked into the Ratio Realm Academy. In her hand, she carried a small wooden carving of two clasped hands. Her mother had carved it for her after Echo's death. Pear had kept it in her pocket for 12 years, its smooth surface worn by her thumb. She placed the carving carefully on the Academy Master's polished desk. "I would like to teach ratios," she stated simply. The Academy Master, a man accustomed to grand pronouncements and complex theories, raised an eyebrow. He knew nothing of Pear's childhood or the quiet journey that had brought her to his door. "And why, young woman," he asked, "do you believe you are qualified?"
Pear met his gaze. "Because I have been thinking about pears for 12 years," she replied. Her voice was steady. "I believe I understand them well enough now to teach them." Intrigued, the master invited her to demonstrate. Pear picked up the wooden carving. She held it up for him to see. "Each hand," she explained, "has 5 fingers. So for every 1 hand, there are 5 fingers. That is a ratio, 1-to-5. She paused, letting the simple truth sink in. "These 2 clasped hands together have 10 fingers. The ratio of hands to fingers here is 2-to-10. Both ratios describe the same world. Both ratios are true. They are simply different expressions of the same fundamental pairing." The Academy Master, by his own later admission, was profoundly moved. He had heard countless lectures on the intricacies of ratios, but never had one begun with such a humble yet powerful object. He saw the depth of understanding in her eyes, the quiet conviction in her voice. He invited Pear to join the faculty. She accepted. That was 11 years ago. In her classroom, Pear begins every first day lesson the same way. She places the wooden carving of clasped hands on her desk. She points at it. "For every 1 hand," she says, her voice gentle but clear, "there are 5 fingers. That is a ratio. It is the same as saying 1-to-5, or 1:5. The colon is just a way of writing for every. For every X, there are Y. That is the foundation of ratio."
She lets the children pass the carving around, feeling its smooth, worn wood. They notice that the 2 clasped hands together have 10 fingers. They see that the ratio of 1 hand to its fingers, 1-to-5, and the ratio of 2 hands to their fingers, 2-to-10, are equivalent. Pear watches, a small smile playing on her lips, as they discover this connection for themselves. "The pear holds the whole world together," she tells them. "Once you see that 2 things come in a fixed proportion, you can scale them up or down, but the ratio always stays the same. That is the secret of ratios. 2-to-5, 4-to-10, 10-to-25, all describe the same relationship, all reflect the same world." When children ask whether ratios are hard, Pear always says the same thing. Her gaze drifts to the carving on her desk. "They are not hard," she assures them. "They are pairings. For every X, there are Y. The pair is the world. The ratio is the world's way of telling you how the pair stays together." Sometimes, when the classroom is quiet, she adds, almost to herself, "My sister taught me about pairs." She does not, usually, explain who her sister was, but the children, holding the carving, eventually figure it out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. curriculum aligned to Pair the Ratio Speaker. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.